This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iran's supreme leader promised on Saturday to retaliate for the killing of the Islamic Republic's top nuclear scientist, raising the threat of a new confrontation with the West and Israel in the final weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei pledged to continue the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Western and Israeli governments believe was the architect of a secret Iranian program to make weapons. Friday's killing, for which Iran's president blamed Israel, could complicate any efforts by President-elect Joe Biden to revive a détente with Tehran that was forged when he was in Barack Obama's administration. President Trump pulled Washington out of the 2015 International Nuclear Pact agreed between Tehran and major powers. The scientist was killed on Friday when he was ambushed near Tehran and his car sprayed with bullets. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. Ethiopian government forces began an offensive to capture the regional capital of the northern Tigray region Saturday. This is according to diplomats in direct contact with residents as well as the leader of local forces. The head of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, told Reuters News that Mekele was under heavy bombardment and that the Ethiopian military is using artillery in the assault. A spokeswoman for the prime minister's office said that the safety of Ethiopians in the region is a priority for the federal government. Claims, though, from all sides are difficult to verify since phone and internet links to the region have been down and access has been tightly controlled since fighting began 3 weeks ago between government forces and the TPLF. The government gave the TPLF an ultimatum last Sunday to lay down arms or face an assault on the capital city of 500,000 people. This is VOA News. Islamic State-linked extremists killed four people in a remote Christian community on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, authorities said on Saturday. One victim was beheaded and another burned to death. The attackers ambushed the village in central Sulawesi province Friday morning, killing several residents and torching half a dozen homes, including one used for regular prayers and services, the police said. No arrests had yet been made, and the motive for the attack was not immediately clear. But authorities pointed the finger at the Sulawesi-based East Indonesia Mujahideen, or MIT, one of dozens of radical groups across the Southeast Asian archipelago that have pledged allegiance to IS. Indonesia, which is the world's biggest Muslim-majority nation, has long wrestled with Islamist militancy and terror attacks, while central Sulawesi has seen intermittent violence between Christians and Muslims for decades. If confirmed to be the work of MIT, Friday's killings would be its first significant attack since the organization's leader was killed 4 years ago by Indonesia's elite anti-terror squad. Dozens of rallies are planned Saturday against a new French law that would restrict sharing images of police only days after the country was shaken by footage showing officers beating and racially abusing a black man. The case shocked France, with celebrities and politicians alike condemning the officers' actions, and has brought debate over President Emmanuel Macron's law to a boiling point. Macron on Friday called the incident an unacceptable attack and asked the government to come up with proposals to fight against discrimination. One of the most controversial elements of the new law is Article 24, which would criminalize the publication of images of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. It was passed by the National Assembly last week, although it is awaiting Senate approval, provoking rallies and protests across France. Rally organizers are calling for the article to be withdrawn, claiming that it contradicts the fundamental public freedoms of our republic, including freedom of the press, freedom to inform and be informed, and the freedom of expression. Under the proposed article, offenders could be sentenced to up to a year in jail and fined 45,000 euros for sharing images of police officers. The government says the provision is intended to protect officers from abuse, but critics say it's further evidence of the Macron administration's slide to the right. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.